This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, it is the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Jonas Knox in for Mr. Chris Broussard. That's right. Chris will be back tomorrow on Tuesday. No vacation. Don't panic. Don't flip the station. He'll be back. Relax. And yes, it is a Magic City Monday, and we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
That's right, Bill. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance, so visit geico.com for a free rate quote.
Do it live!
Thank you, Bill. Mr. Jonas Knox, what's up, buddy?
I'm pissed off, Rob. Pissed off, man.
Are you?
Bothered. I just, this, something was taken from me earlier. It was taken. What? It was ripped out of my hands. Yeah, it
was
taken
from me. What was it, your wallet? You were wearing those loose jeans and your wallet fell out.
No. The way I carry my wallet is I put it in the front because I got more room there. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
So,
absolutely.
You got to do the math
on some of these
things.
You could actually carry two wallets in the front.
and a submarine. But that being said, if anybody was looking forward to being able to stay up until 11:30, midnight, 12:30 on the Pacific, in the Pacific time zone, or even on the East Coast, staying up till 3:30 in the morning on a Sunday morning, watching the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors play football, don't worry about it. You can go to bed earlier now because the Mountain West has canceled fall sports. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. And I feel terrible for the players. I feel terrible for the coaches. And I feel bad for all the people whose voices weren't heard, who weren't allowed to be a part of the decision making. It's a joke.
Well, me and you will debate that, because I think that it's about time that these schools got on it. And we'll discuss it, because I think you're coming at it from a selfish standpoint, and you're not looking at it from the way that the people in charge and the people who ultimately will have to feel the brunt of this if this goes bad and this goes awry. But we'll do that. First, let's welcome in Jonas, the Odd Couple crew. We wouldn't be able to do this fine little radio program without him. Rob G is our producer. Alex is our engineer, as always. And Brian Fenley is at the update desk. He will keep us updated throughout the program.
Hey, by the way, has Brian Finley had you on his Zoom podcast interview that he does? Has he had
no,
you?
No. I'm not there. I think Chris has been on 10 times and everybody else except for me. But it's all right.
Five times.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yes,
yeah,
Alex,
I haven't either.
Everybody. Yes.
Manti Te'o's ex-girlfriend was on
it. Has been on there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
She's been on there twice and they still haven't seen it.
Yeah, apparently he's got the Easter Bunny scheduled for next Wednesday. But you and I can't get a call. Ridiculous.
No, but it is. But here we go. And I'm going to say this, Jonas. This shouldn't be college football. I'm a USC adjunct professor. School starts on Monday, and guess what? We're doing it virtually, online, no classes. You can't ask football players to go into class or go to school to play football, but they can't go to campus for classes. They're a part of the student body. I have no idea why this took so long, and shame on the NCAA, right? They canceled Division II and Division III football, Mr. Jonas Knox. How in the world could they leave Division I football? The only reason why it's even in the mix is a money grab. It's not about the kids' health. They already canceled 2 and 3. You know why? They don't make any money off of it.
Yeah.
So they're not going to risk it. They're not going to put the kids out there in harm's way and then have some sort of lawsuit or something where they're held responsible. So I get it. And the MAC has to be the one to step up. First the Ivy League and now the MAC. And now, apparently, reportedly by Dan Patrick right here on Fox Sports Radio, that the Big Ten has voted, and they will tomorrow announce that there will be no football. And also, what is the other one? The Pac, right?
Pac-12, yeah.
Pac-12 as well is going to announce it as well tomorrow. And I don't know about the other schools, and they can sit around and hem and haw. You better not be the last one standing where you're trying to play football. This is totally different from professional sports when you talk about the NBA or Major League Baseball or the NHL or the NFL, where people are paid and it's their profession. These are college kids who have no medical insurance, right, for playing football for the university. They have no guarantees and no protection. How in the world could you ask them to go out? I don't care what the numbers are. Spit, saliva on top of each other. Are you kidding me? This should have been done already, and this should be consistent across the board. How in the world could you tell Division II and III players they can't play and then ask people on Division I to play football so you could collect your money from the TV networks? Jonas, I'm not buying it. It's the right decision.
Okay, well, I completely disagree with you. I think it's the wrong decision. I think majority of these kids want to play. I also think majority of these kids, you know, like about 99.9%, if they do test positive for coronavirus, they're either not showing symptoms or they're not going to die from it. So we can talk about, you don't care what the numbers say, but the numbers say that the survival rate is pretty damn high. And I get it why the MAC wanted no part of this, and the MAC, you know, took itself out of it. The way the MAC makes majority of their money is by scheduling games against these big powerhouse programs. People talk about and complain about how Alabama plays a Colgate or a Fordham or a Wofford, and they go, why are they playing them? You know who never complains about those games? Wofford, Fordham, Colgate, schools like that, because they make so much money by playing those powerhouse programs. So I agree that a lot of this and majority of this is about the money. I also think these players are better off on campus and better off in those surroundings than they would be going back home and running the risk of coming in contact with somebody who maybe doesn't have as much on the line and makes a poor decision. I think it's a terrible choice. I think a lot of people are being affected by it. And as I said at the start, I think there's a lot of voices who didn't get an opportunity to be heard. And if that's the case, I think it's a disgrace. You want to talk about the NCAA leadership? I'm 100% on board. It has been a butcher job the entire way through. But this is awful news for those players that have worked their ass off. Majority of these guys aren't going to the NFL. This is their last chance in the dance. This is their last time to suit up, and they were ready to do it in open stadiums with no fans in attendance because they wanted to be with their brothers and they wanted to play. And that was taken from them because of people with political agendas who've been pushing this narrative publicly and on social media, and I think it's a joke. I think it's an absolute joke.
I couldn't disagree with you more, especially when you talk about the nature of football, which is unlike the other sports where you're on top of each other and there's spit and sweat and all the other things where there's so many people, there's not enough space to keep 90 people 6 feet apart on a football team.
But if they're
it's not possible, Rob,
if they're testing and they're negative, who cares? If you're negative for coronavirus, I'll borrow your pink suit that you just bought for $38 at Macy's this weekend. I couldn't care less. If they're testing, guys, and we believe in the testing, and the testing numbers are saying you're negative, what's the problem? Let's go play.
And what about, we don't even know what the long-term impact is going to be. We don't know. That's easy for you to say, let the kid play his senior year, and when he has problems down the road, the college goes, you played. There's nothing we could do about it. We don't know where you got that from. No, Jonas, you can't do that. And here's the other thing. The NCAA, this is what I want you to explain to me, Jonas. How can you cancel Division II and III and one be on the table to play? Answer me that.
Because those are the money makers, and we agree on this. This is so much about the financial aspect of it. So they were waiting around. And again, I feel bad for those schools. And there's a lot of those smaller level programs who have a bone to pick. Montana State's coach did a really good piece with Bruce Feldman of The Athletic and Fox Sports, in which he talks about, man, it feels like the Power Five is running the NCAA, not the other way around. And we got left and holding the bag, waiting to find out what's happening with our season, only to find out it was going to be canceled. So I feel bad for those, and I totally understand it. But man, if we're testing guys and they're testing negative, who gives a crap? I'm letting anybody know right now, if you took a test and you're negative, come give me a hug. Give me a hug. Wrap your arms around me. I'm not going to run away from this thing and hide in fear like some people are. These players want to play. They've busted their ass to play. And unfortunately, as I mentioned, people with agendas outside of just covering sports.
What's the agenda?
Rob,
Tell me.
What's the agenda?
Go to the hospitals. Where's the political side of this? This is science. This is medicine.
Okay.
Stop making it political.
Rob.
It ain't political.
Rob,
everybody wants to go back to work. Everybody wants the life that we once had.
Hey,
the Jonas, in our own workplace, we can't even go in the building. Well, I mean, I haven't been on the Fox slot in 5 months. You think this is all because there's some political agenda to wreck the American way? I don't believe it.
Rob.
It's science. And you know why it's not political? Because it's happening in Korea, and it's happening in Australia, and it's happening in Sweden, and it's happening in Germany, and it's happening in Canada. This ain't no political thing. That talk is nonsense.
Okay.
Because they all joined in because somehow they want to change the political system and change what's going on in America, so they're going to play along with the politicizing of this. That's total garbage nonsense.
Rob, if it's about science, why did Dr. Fauci sit in a baseball stadium without his mask on? If it's about science, if we're going to trust science and we're going to trust all these numbers that are coming out, how many people that have covered the coronavirus have to be wrong?
That's not being on top of each other. Come on, Jonas.
He was sitting
right next to two other
people. He was sitting right next to two other people.
And being on top of people is totally different. Please, I want you to explain the political. Tell me how other countries are involved in this. For the political, to be political in the United States.
I'm not talking about other countries. I'm talking about this country, and I'm talking about the push to cancel sports and to root for it and to steer agendas into columns that are written all over the place. And you know that's true. You know there's another aspect of it. People want to make decisions for all of these athletes and tell everybody what the best way to live is. And they're talking about the latest is all these long-term effects on your heart. How do we know what long-term effects they are if this thing just came around in January? How would we know what the long-term effects are? How do I know what the long-term effects are of my drive into work or over to my fiance or my wife's house until
I actually
get in the car and drive it? Well, you know, it depends on the day. You never know, Rob. I mean, it depends on who's listening.
It's only been two months.
But listen, it's crazy. You know, I mean, we're both hot in the collar and a little bit like that, and we're trying to get our place together, and we're a little bit frustrated with each other at this point in time. But I digress. But the point being, these guys are being tested, and majority, if not all of them in certain situations, are testing negative. So if that's the case, and you're not endangering fans, and you're not going to be interacting with other students, and you can get these guys out there and play a season, why are we shutting it down? We're pretending like this is going to be full stadiums, and we're going to be close to each other, and everything else that's involved with a normal game during normal circumstances. That's not the case. They're testing these guys. And if we trust the testing, we should trust the ability to move forward with the testing that's currently underway.
Absolutely not. They should have canceled this already, especially when you talk about the contact sport that is football. This is different. We've seen the issues in baseball, and they're not. It is the perfectly socially distant sport where people are apart. But it tells you that you can get it if somebody is rogue or somebody brings it into the locker room, and it could wipe out a team. You just don't know.
And don't
bring up the kids want to play. Of course they want to play. Everybody wants to play. That's what they do. They play. So sometimes you have to stop people from themselves. That's why when you have a busted leg, you can't go back in. The doctor has to stop you. Yes, you want to continue to play. Everybody wants to play. That's not a good enough excuse. You have to save players from themselves, and you have to do it in this case right here.
Hey, Rob, would you be okay going somewhere if you knew that everybody there tested negative for coronavirus? Would you be okay with that?
I would not want to be on top of anybody changing spit and sweat.
Okay, but if they tested negative, would you be okay?
It would make me a little more comfortable, but in this case, it doesn't work.
Yeah, because these guys are testing negative. All right, they're testing negative. And I don't know.
It go through some of these colleges, some of these kids. There were like some schools had 10 and 15 guys.
Okay. You've seen Major League Baseball, right? All right. So when the pitcher throws the baseball from the mound, and you don't really know much about baseball, so let me walk you through this. All right, I'll quarterback this thing. All right, so there's a pitcher. He's one of nine positions that are out there on the field. And so when the pitcher throws the ball from the mound and it gets hit, the person in the outfield catches it with their glove or the infield, and then they also put their hand on it.
So what should we do?
Should they have a fanny pack in front of them, and when the ball's in the air, they just throw their own ball up to themselves and then catch that one just so they don't touch the same ball as everyone else?
No.
Come on, man. They're testing guys.
All right, would the NCAA be making a mistake by canceling the college football season? We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard, yes, on Fox Sports Radio. Hey, Alex, stick and stay,
America.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Magic City Monday. That's right, Rob Parker, along with Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back tomorrow. And did you know that right now, GEICO is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's right. 15% on top of what GEICO can already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save the extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit GEICO.com to learn more.
We don't need to bring Jonas in.
We need Jonas. 877-99 on Fox. If you want to join in, 877-996-6369, Jonas.
Do you mind if I call you Cigar for the rest of the show?
Why is that?
Because you just got smoked that last time.
Is that right? Oh, my.
Hey, if we knew well ahead of time that we were going to work together, we could have worn our pink sport coats together.
Like, dude, the one you wore at your wedding. Oh, that was beige. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was later on. All right,
how,
Rob.
How about that fine on that jacket? We'll talk about it later. Man, I've been getting such deals.
Deals. Rob Parker, we have calls. People who want to chime in on the discussion of college football. Should they play? Should they not play? And let's go to the South, home of the Georgia Bulldogs, where Leland is listening here on Fox Sports Radio. Leland, what's happening?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you. Welcome to the program. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Listen, my son is the starting safety at Kentucky. Preseason All-SEC. Redshirt junior. And the bottom line is, man, those guys have been back at school for 6 weeks. They have been doing training, practicing, getting tested twice a day. Haven't had one out of 112 players and 22 coaches haven't had one positive test. And those guys want to play. You got guys that want – these guys want to get out there and play. They've already looked at doing the lengthened face guards, like the – you know, the clear mask, like – or the LaDainian Tomlinson used to wear the one that was shaded.
Yeah, the visor.
But they're talking about doing a clear one that goes all the way down below you, right below your chin.
Okay, so let's stop. Let's stop. I get all that. I understand why your son would want to play and everybody would want to play. What safeguards do you have long term? What have they said to you as far as taking care of your son if he does get sick? And what safeguards and protections have they offered you?
They have insurance. Those guys are those Power Five conferences like that in the SEC and other ACC. Big 12, Pac 12.
Insurance after he's out of school?
Not after he's out of school. He's in school right now. He's not out of school.
I'm saying
he's
after
on my
school.
He's on my insurance right now as well. So, okay. I mean, the bottom, what I'm saying is you're talking about two or three guys that are in the media, out there on air. I'm on air as well. And bottom line, we are out there talking about cutting these guys' seasons and doing this stuff, man. It is not something that they want to be done. This is the Southeast. Guys, Rob,
damn
sorry,
right.
You're from the upper
right.
Northeast where
damn
basketball
right.
and baseball are king.
Damn right, Leland. Damn right,
thank
man.
You. Thanks for the call.
Hey, somebody get Rob Parker a cut, man. All right?
Nah, I don't need that. I understand why people – and Leland, maybe his son, I mean, they have aspirations to get into the league. I get it. But a lot of people don't want the – because this might be their senior year or a chance to and there's a lot of other stuff that's on the fence there that people are clinging to. I get it.
But
we've just seen the whole country change.
Yeah,
kids haven't gone to school. I mean, come on.
I get it. But here's the thing. You're talking about long-term effects. Man, if we start playing that game, we're gonna cut out a lot of things in our lives because we're worried about long term effects. Like if we're playing the long term effect game. Like, Rob, I mean, we're talking about just look at your everyday surroundings and start thinking long term. You wouldn't be able to function. It's the here and the now. And what we know here and what we know now is that they are testing, like he said, twice a day. They're testing all the time. Those guys have been there for a long time. They want to play. And if the numbers show that the negative tests far outweigh the positive tests by like 99 point something to one, and the survival rate, and most of these guys are asymptomatic, and so if they even did get it, the ramifications of it wouldn't be anything significant, Jonas, if at all. If that's the case, what's the problem with playing?
Jonas, there's no classes at USC. I'm asking you, how can you justify no classes at USC and football?
That's USC.
That's the only question I'm asking you. How can you justify that?
That's USC, Rob. You can't just take USC and
no,
go.
No, but
that's
there's a
the
lot of schools. There's a lot.
Hey,
I'm just saying there are a lot of schools where kids aren't going on campus.
I mean, if we're gonna say USC is the model program, then why did Aunt Becky from Full House just do time in prison? Okay, if we're really talking about the model program of you, if that's what we're gonna do, I mean, O.J. Simpson went to USC. I don't know if you've been reading up on O.J. Simpson lately.
You know my point. That's right. All right. We got another one?
Yeah, we do. Sean is in Sacramento here on Fox Sports Radio. Sean, what's happening?
My uncle from another mother, my cousin of another color, man. I love when Jonas on in prime time, man.
Thank you. What's up? I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you. About time I get some respect.
First of all, man, I don't know what happened last Friday. I heard it was some imposter calling trying to put dirt on my name, but I'm sorry about
that.
That
was you.
I
heard you.
That was.
That was you. I heard you.
Love you, too. Real quick, man, my point is, Jonas, man, I'm with you on certain things, man, but you got to let this one go, man. These are unpaid children, fam. Oh, and if the NCAA isn't even willing to come out and speak on what kind of benefits anybody would get if they did come down with it, you can't force these guys to come in and try to play games when they have no long-term security. The last caller, that's great that you have insurance for your son, but the majority of these kids come from, you know, underprivileged backgrounds, and they're going to go home with COVID and have nobody else to turn to for help. So
at the end
of the day, if you're not going to protect the players, man, don't send them out there to play.
Yeah. Okay.
Spot on.
Or off. Spot off there. I just this idea that listen, you can't send kids out there. I would love for every single college football player in the Power Five. I would love for them to sit down and answer yes or no. Are you willing to come back and play right now with the regulations that are in place? And I'm telling you, I would venture to guess 95% plus would say, I'm ready to go. Let's play. We're speaking for a group of people that aren't allowed to speak for themselves, who are the ones that are putting themselves on the line. And that's the part I don't understand. These guys want to play.
It happens every day. It happens every day. Like they couldn't have their likeness, make money off their likeness. Like they can't get a free pizza. It's done. They have rules and regulations every day that they have to live by, that they have to work out, and they have to go to class, and they have to maintain a certain...
It's
all been done every day. This is nothing new.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. They're treated like homeless people. I know it's so terrible with all the things that come along with playing college sports. It's terrible. I know.
If the Big Ten cancels football, what are the chances of school like Ohio State and Michigan playing football in a different conference instead? Brett McMurphy has that answer coming up next. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker along with Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. Let's welcome in our guest, Brett McMurphy from Stadium Network College Football Insider. And Brett, welcome to the Odd Couple. How are you?
Hey, good evening. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Help me out. The word is the Big Ten has voted, and tomorrow they will announce there'll be no football season. Is that the case, or is this premature?
Well, I don't think they have officially voted. I think they've taken the room and the temperature, and certainly, you know, all signs are that the Big Ten will announce tomorrow that they will not play football in the fall. And I think shortly after that, the Pac-12 will also come out with the same decision. So you couple that with what I reported earlier today with the Mountain West canceling their fall season and the Mid-American canceling their season on Saturday. That would mean four of the 10 FBS programs, conferences, have determined not to play this fall.
Brett, what's the likelihood that we are going to have college football without those other conferences? But I know you all just sent this out via Twitter that the Sun Belt is going to follow suit with the SEC because the SEC still wants to play. Conference USA was another one that you reported on Twitter as well. What is the latest on those school or on those conferences and their ability to pull through and play this fall?
Well, Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, you know, said earlier today that the one thing he learned the most since COVID is to be patient when making decisions. And I think that was a not-so-subtle shot at the Big Ten and the Pac-12 for announcing tomorrow they're shutting it down. So the SEC wants to take this as long as they can before determining whether they definitively will play or not. I mean, look, right now everybody's planning to play, but until you know, 4 hours ago, the Mountain West was playing on plane, and then they canceled the season. So I think ultimately it's going to boil down to the university presidents and how comfortable they are taking these risks with the unknown long-term impacts of COVID. And no one knows that. And you have a number of players that have had heart issues that had COVID, college football players at Houston and Indiana. And I think that's why I think we're going to see a domino effect with basically all of the conferences ultimately not playing this fall. But I do think the SEC is going to try to wait as long as possible in hopes that, you know, the numbers drop with the positive test, or maybe there's better news on the health front. Whatever they're looking for, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but they're hoping they get some kind of good news that, so they can go ahead and play. But I just think it's very doubtful because presidents usually aren't risk takers. And just because of the liability concerns, I don't see any presidents wanting to take that chance.
Brett, help me with the leadership of the NCAA. They canceled Division II and III college football, I know. But they leave Division I to decide on their own. How does that happen?
Well, it's called an old schoolyard game from back in the day, kick the can. And they kept kicking the can to pass it off. The one thing that people don't understand, I think, is the NCAA actually does not control major college football, the FBS level. They do control the men's basketball tournament. They do control all the net non-revenue sports in Division I, II, and III, but they don't impact college football at the major college level. So basically, they can make those decisions on the non-revenue sports or the small level football, but they can't do it on college football. And so basically the NCAA decided last week that they would have the individual divisions, Division 1, 2, and 3, make the decision on their own what they're going to do, if they were going to cancel fall sports championships or continue to play. That was good news for the Division 1, because when you're grouped in with Division and 2 schools and conferences, which obviously don't have the resources or the money that you have at Division I, they wanted to cancel everything. And so the fact that they've split it apart and now let each division decide, then Division I has a little bit of a chance, a little bit more of a chance, because if they would have had to make the decision last week with Division II and III, they also would have shut it down.
He's Brett McMurphy. He covers college football for Stadium, joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard alongside Rob Parker. This is The Odd Couple on FSR. Brett, you've seen the movie Titanic, correct?
Yes, I have.
Okay, all right. So the reason I bring that up is because I feel like I am one of the members of the band on the Titanic. While everybody's jumping off, I want to continue to play my violin, just hoping that we're going to have a college football season, although it feels like the boat is sinking and everybody's getting off off the ship and trying to figure out where they're going to go to next. It just speaking best case scenario, if you had to guess best case scenario, if the Big Ten and the Pac-12 both decide to cancel, which everybody expects in the next day or two, what best case scenario would the college football season look like in the fall? What would you think would happen? Because I saw Scott Frost of Nebraska has said we're going to look into all options. So what would be the best case scenario for people that are hopeful like me?
Some kind of Hail Mary where the players agree to sign waivers, not to hold the schools liable for COVID, long-term, short-term COVID illnesses or fatalities. And if that happens, then I'm sure the university presidents could spin it that, hey, we're testing, everything's safe, so let's go ahead. That's the only way it's going to happen. Even though you've seen a great deal of support and outpouring from college football head coaches and prominent players, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, Chuba Hubbard, et cetera, ultimately the players don't make the decision. So it's the university presidents next who are on the line. So, you know, I'm not sure if you have much company there in the band or rearranging the deck chairs, but that's actually one analogy a source told me was, you know, when these conferences keep releasing these conference schedules, he's like, what are they? This is like the band on the Titanic. What are they doing? So, you know, until everyone cancels, you've got a glimmer of hope. Again, it just, I hate to keep saying it, but it boils down to this. It's not this simple, but it is. Will the university presidents take a risk on the long-term impacts of COVID and their liability issues related to that? That will determine if we play football or not.
Brett McMurphy, thank you so much for the insight. And by the way, yeah, we do have a radio show on Fox Sports Radio that sounds like the Titanic every weekend. Jonas, what time is your show on? Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, well
Brett,
played.
Thank you so much for all the insight. We appreciate it right here on The Odd Couple. The coronavirus isn't the only thing that has the NCAA shaking in their boots. We'll get to that coming up next. It's The Odd Couple with, yes, Jonas Knox in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Antarctica.
Janice is my tranny name.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Magic City Monday.
I'm a woman!
Rob Parker and Jonas Knox, in for Chris Broussard, and Blue Emu. Maximum pain relief works fast, and you won't stink. It's pharmacists recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backache, strains, sprains, or even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu maximum pain relief works fast, and you won't stink. Jonas Knox, there's another thing you won't like because you don't like, and I get the not wanting college football. It's not like I'm here hoping and wishing it's canceled all the way. I'm it hurts everybody.
You're a doom and gloomer. You want all sports canceled.
That's no,
you,
not at all. Not at all. Yeah. But there's also talk about is the players union, like this whole movement going on, Jonas, where they're trying to unionize too. Is the when you look at the NCAA, do you think that the players union is worse than the virus for the NCAA because the players are asking for stuff? You've seen it around. We want 50% of the revenue. They want health insurance 2 years after they're out of college, all kinds of stuff during this time. Where do you see the players union, and what do you think is worse for the NCAA as they look at both of these things that have really taken the NCAA by storm?
I think this is a case, and I think anybody in any walk of life, and as much as we disagree on college football players going back, which we've talked about for a majority of the first hour here, the one thing I think we can both agree on is nobody right now anywhere over the last 4 months or 5 months since this all broke down has gotten anything exactly how they wanted it. Everybody's had to make concessions. Man, Rob, like, I mean, I don't want to have to wear a mask when I go out, but I know that I've got to do it if I need to get stuff done. It's the way of the world. Like, I would love to be able to go to a gym. I can't because they're closed. You would love to be able to...
We went to your wedding with a mask on.
Yeah, like, and that was, and it was, look, you, we tried to make the most of it. I mean, I was, like, literally today, months ago, we had our honeymoon was planned today in Maui. It's not. It didn't happen. So nobody's going to get everything that they want right now. It's just a fact. You got to make concessions. Major League Baseball, you document it throughout their whole negotiations. Each side needed to make concessions in order to get a season going. I think, and I totally understand why the players are making demands. But I also think that players should understand that, look, you may get one of those things. You're not going to get all of them, especially right now. And if you're okay with getting one of those things, then let's push forward. Because these schools, they want fans at games. They make money off those games. Man, you've been to college towns before. Ann Arbor, the Big House in Michigan, that's 105,000 people or something like that. You know how much money that is every single Saturday in the fall? Not to mention all the businesses in those college towns that thrive and literally live and die with their football team because of the business that it brings in. So not everybody is going to get everything that they want. So if you're one of the people, one of the players part of this committee, and you're pushing for stuff, understand, all right, what are we willing to table for another discussion at another time, and what do we have to have now? And if you have that and you're clear about it, I think we've got a better chance of getting something worked out.
Yeah, I think it's just negotiate. You always ask for way more than you want. You know that, Jonas.
Oh, when you do, for sure.
When you negotiated that contract with Fox Sports Radio, you know, you went into Scott, you kicked his family picture off his desk, and you put your feet up, and you said, you know, this is, you know, you want to get paid.
Well, you know what I did? Because Scott's got that, you know, the Big League Chew. You remember Big League Chew, the gum?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. He's got his picture on the Big League Chew. So when I went in there to negotiate my 19th contract, I ripped it open and just started eating the Big League Chew with his picture on it and said,
wow,
listen to me, I'll take nothing less than $8.75 an hour. All right, nothing less than $8.75 an hour. And make it happen. So, yeah, I understand our negotiations.
Yeah, so I get it. You ask for the moon. They may give you some of it. But I think the iron's hot with what's going on in the country, and this is the time to strike. You know, and I mean strike as far as trying to get these things implemented, because some of these football conferences and programs are you know, dire needs. We've seen so many other schools cancel fall sports. You understand what a pipeline and a money line college football is, right? So you're like, look at our value. Without us, all these school programs, fall sports, they stop, right? Because there's no money coming in.
Yeah, it's just, man, there's so many people that are affected by it that either side of the fence, I mean, nobody's going to win here. And that's the thing. And I just look at it like, this isn't going to be ideal. It's going to be really hard, and it's going to be really difficult. I'm just hoping that somebody's able to push through and come up with a solution that both sides can be happy with. Because it feels like all we've done over the past 6 months in this country is fight over everything, man. And it's exhausting. Like, it literally is exhausting.
No, it has been. All right, Jonas, coming up in the second hour of The Odd Couple, I wrote a column for Deadspin.
Here it goes.
And you know when I'm writing, I'm ripping. And I rip LeBron for planting a seed about the failure that will be the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll discuss that coming up next. It is The Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Instead, Jonas Knox, stick and stay.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!